It's the after show. It gets worse every day.
It really does. You're dragging it out.
I really do.
All right, let's practice. Let's do it. Let's try harmony. Ready?
Okay.
I'll do this. I'll do it. We need someone to do it, and someone to do it. Ready? 1, 2, 3. No, let's not do it at all.
It hurts. I can't get up that high.
Oh, no.
That was terrible.
Never do that again. Yeah.
Never again.
That's great.
All right. So a couple of quick things for you that I talked about on the air this morning that I said we'd talk about here. The CIA had to approve every episode of the TV show The Americans. You know, that was about the Russian spies living undercover in the United States.
They had to approve
the script for every episode just to make sure they didn't reveal classified information.
Really?
So, So what scares me about that is that there are Russian spies living undercover in the United States, mm-hmm. and the CIA knows about it, obviously.
Right.
They probably even know who they are, some of them, you know?
Yeah.
So that's a scary little thing. That's why I never watched that show. I mean, that show's like so much up my alley that, I mean, I would normally love a show like that, but even the commercials made me nervous, so I never watched it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know why we were talking about this, but in the newsroom the other day, I was like, what if Vladimir Putin has already cloned himself, and there's little Vladimirs running around? These are the kind of things that run through my head.
Well, that's scary.
Yeah. Right, here's another thing. There's a city in America that burns money to and to power local power, you know, power plants.
Yeah.
They burn for electricity. And it's the city of Philadelphia.
What?
Oh.
Because what happens is they have the Federal Reserve of Philadelphia. They take money that's too worn out to be in circulation, and they send that money to local power plants, and they light it on fire to power the city. Isn't that amazing? There's that much money that they take out of circulation on a daily basis that they can send that over to, you know. Money to burn, baby.
Yeah. You know, when you guys are like looking to pay for something, do you always look for the crinkliest bill in your wallet?
Yes. I get rid of the crummy ones first. Yes.
Yep, I do too.
And you keep the crisp ones. You're like, oh, here, have this.
Yeah.
But I don't carry cash too much anymore. That's the thing. I keep a emergency 20 on me, but that's it, you know?
Right. That's what I do, too. That's it.
And, you know, it's bad because if you need to tip somebody for something, I don't do it. I don't have any.
Yeah.
I don't have a $5 bill to give to somebody, you know? I
mean, oh, yeah, that's true.
When we go on trips, I always have a big stack of dollar bills for tips, you know, mm-hmm. for like bartenders, waiters, the airport.
Strippers,
you know, the
things like that.
Takes your luggage.
Oh, that's a good idea. Strippers. Really, Tony?
Well, and when she goes to her, you know, vacations with her girls.
What?
That
does not happen.
Oh, yeah, right.
Ever. I never.
You've never been to a place where they're like the Chippendales and you got to put money in their thing?
I have never. No, I never
really?
Have.
Wow.
I only hosted it one time.
You did? How was that, Christy?
OMG.
That was fun. But I mean, other than that, I didn't go there to like, you know, make it rain or anything. I just was hosting it for the station I worked at.
Oh my goodness.
It was fun. As far as the tips go, like I go to this car wash, and if you have them dry it, you know, you need to tip them.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
a lot of times I won't like have them dry it if I don't have any dollars on me because mm-hmm. I don't want them to do something and not tip them.
That's what I do too. Yeah, I won't do it. I won't have them dry.
Yep, same here.
Yeah, I know. I feel terrible because, you know, you want to get it done right. But
right.
Yeah, I know.
So yesterday I was so excited because I wanted to finally get everything washed off because it was really bad here. And I had $3 and I was like, yes, I can get a towel dry.
Boy, when you're looking forward to that. That's scary.
That's my life, Tony. That's what I got going on.
What are you guys doing this weekend? Anything fun?
I have no idea. I don't think that far in advance.
I am going to Virginia.
Are you going to go? I thought you weren't going to go.
Well,
what?
Yeah, I know. Girl, I know. Nate has a basketball tournament.
This is not the weekend to go to Virginia.
I know that, Tony.
So why are you going?
Because he has a tournament and everybody
else is. So your husband can
going.
Go.
No, he can't because we're not getting plane tickets. We're driving and I don't want him to do 9 hours by himself.
You guys are the best parents ever. 9 hours?
9 hours. Ooh, you
each
knew
way?
That. Yeah, each
For
way.
For a basketball tournament?
Yeah. Yep. And a hotel
there's gotta
room.
There's got to be a...
Yep.
Oh, my goodness, honey.
Oh, man.
I know. Yeah.
That's quite great.
I kind of thought about that, too. I kind of thought, what are we doing here? And my husband's like,
but
what are
all
you
the other parents are?
They're flying. Yeah.
Oh, they fancy, huh?
Yeah, girl.
Oh, they just like that.
Yep, they're flying, and they all have cars. Oh, they're gracious. Renting. And I said to Jason,
I said,
I could get you... You know, you and Nate, you know, just a ticket. You could go just together. Because a lot of times it's either the mom and the kid or the dad and the kid. There's like not all the parents are going.
Right.
And he's, you know, he's tall. He's uncomfortable on planes. And he's like, I just want to drive. And I'm like, fine, whatever. And now he's all like, we got to get an emergency kit after what happened this past weekend.
Yes, you're right.
Oh, my goodness. I-95 in Virginia.
Yep.
Yeah.
And better put some food in the car, too.
Oh, exactly.
That, yeah, you know, especially for Nate. He's 13. He eats a lot.
Bring a porta potty.
Oh, okay. Now we're getting a little too much.
My mom would bring a pee-pee pot.
Right? Right? So, Nikki, you got anything going on or no?
So, we are supposed to go to Buffalo to celebrate one of the cousins' birthdays. She turned 12. So the talk is we may do Buffalo Canal Side. Have you guys done that yet?
Oh, yes. It's wonderful.
I have not. Yeah. What is it?
Why don't... So, like, you can go ice skating or, like, they even have these bikes. Have you... I think it's bikes on the ice. I don't know. It's all cool stuff.
That's awesome.
Canal Side. I was like, why don't we have stuff like that?
Mm. Well, you know, talk to people at Visit Rochester or something.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know who's in charge of all that stuff. Get Deborah Ross on the case. It'll happen in a week.
Oh. That is true.
Right?
They've really had a resurgence. Is that what you call it in Buffalo? Like when you redo your city and make it, you know, people want to come there.
Yeah.
Right.
We went down a couple summers ago. We went to the place where they have all the restaurants and bars on the water. I don't think it wasn't the canal, but it was, I don't even know where it was to be honest with you, but it was just so cool. And, it just done right. They did a lot. They did a lot of things right there. You know, Buffalo gets a bad rap. It's actually a very nice city.
Right. Nate went and saw the Globetrotters there one time with a dad for it was like a birthday thing, and he took him to one of the restaurants there, and he still talks about a food item. I think it was those like soft pretzels bar, whatever they're called, pub pretzels or something.
Oh yeah, with cheese
and the cheese sauce. He still talks about this particular restaurant in Buffalo downtown that he wants to go to. Every time we get near Buffalo, he's like, can we go? Can we go?
Oh, my goodness.
You know, it's got its thing.
That's good. That's good. And don't forget the chicken wings.
Oh, of course. How could you?
Mm-mm-mm. All right. That's the after show. Or,
really?
As they say,
that's the after
the
show.
After show.
That might have been worse than the beginning.
Well, it isn't ever going to get any good.
No.